So I believe the reason they created the 501(c) is to deceive the believers, the new believers. They wanted to deceive the new believers who get saved that this is the place to go. You know, everybody's got they look nice, they dress nice, they talk the talk. And I'm not saying everybody, but there's a lot of believers that are saved in church, and there's a lot of goats. There's a lot of sheep and goats. So the goats come in there, and supposedly, and I wondered why for a long time. I thought, why did the pastor let a goat join when we know they're not saved? And actually, went to one church. Me and my wife went to church, and within about 3 weeks, they said, "Can you join?" And they didn't even ask if I was saved. They didn't test. You know, the Bible says try the spirits. They just thought, well, join the church. They want the members for the bank. It comes down to money always. I love money. They want the bank to see that they got this many members to join, you know. That's what it's all about, people. They got to have the numbers so the bank will give them some money, you know. How many members you got? How many of them are tithing? How much money are you bringing in every month? And so they got the membership, and it's all a business. It's not really the truth. So they created the 501(c) to pull, even if a preacher's saved and even if a congregation's saved, the 501(c) stresses them out, that it pulls them into the flesh and worried about what they can say, what they can't say. They're worried about paying the bills, so they have to be careful what they say, because they might not get a tithe, you know. They can't tell the truth. You'll never see here a 501(c) say, "Wives, obey your husbands." You'll never hear that. They will never say that. You will never hear a 501(c) pretty much talking about obey authority, because the Jezebel spirit hates authority. Now they'll say, "Well, you need to follow me," because it's usually a cult leader, and greatest among you is a servant, and God will use the congregation to rebuke a pastor or a leader or a teacher or whatever. But they won't listen to the people ever, even if it's biblical, because they've got the mindset of a cult leader, you know. Nobody's perfect. Everybody learns from everybody. There's people out there that know more than the preacher. They're sitting on the pew and they study. They have more time to study than the preacher. And so a lot of times God puts situations in your life to keep you in check, you know, to keep you balanced or whatever. It's really amazing, to be honest with you, how the devil came up with a system to hide the truth at every level. You talk about an angry, bitter devil. Yeah, he can do it. He'll do everything in his power to hide the truth. He wants to be worshipped. That's why Jezebel wants to be worshipped. That's why Narcissus wants to be worshipped. Because the devil wants to be worshipped. And that's why they got a demon in them. And they sound just like a demon.